Hey, 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 now welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. Last week, I had the privilege of interviewing right here on the Millionaires Roundtable, Mahisha Dellinger. Look her up. Google her. She is the founder and CEO of Curls and her hair care products, which she started after leaving corporate America, quite frankly, after not receiving her due, her just position and her just pay in corporate America. She said, watch me. She left and she has gone all the way up to the top. So excited for her. So proud of her. But I get to join her and some wonderful people who know everything about capital expansion, getting investors to buy your property, I mean, to buy your business, how to grow to a 6, 7, 8, 9-figure business. And I get the privilege of joining them and serving at the first annual Black Girls Making Millions Academy Winter Retreat. And so I was up early this morning getting ready for that and putting together my presentation. And I got some new stuff, y'all. I am so excited for you for what has been downloaded into me. Now, I'm not going to talk about it, all of it today. I'll give you a few little, you know, bits and pieces of what I have discovered. But let me tell you the biggest thing that I've discovered. I am not taking any of my crap into 2020. I am letting it all go. Over the past couple of days, I have been ignoring people. That's good for me because usually I'm in a back and forth trying to get folks to grow and figure stuff out. And, you know, I'll hear things that are crazy. And I'll be like, what was that? And I'm just looking at people. You know, you gotta have to, you have to get to a place where you act like the Oracle. I remember in the movie The Matrix. As a matter of fact, you got to have a little bit of Neo in you and you got to have a little bit of Oracle in you, because in the beginning of the Matrix series, first when Neo was trying to figure out, well, what am I in? And all those people were coming to attack him and he was fighting with all his might and they were coming after him. He was running. He was out of breath and all of that. And then he'd go visit the Oracle and she was just so cool. She was so cool. She was calm. She was wise. She was collected. But then by the end of that first Matrix, and I want you to understand where I'm going with this. By the end of that first Matrix, the stuff was still coming at him, but he was cool with it. All he had to do was put up his hand, and everything that was coming up him was blocked. His energy and his power source was so great that even though the same stuff, or worse, because it was coming at him in the beginning of the movie, it was like, you know, 100 of them. By the end, it was like a billion of those little people or whatever they were. In my mind, it's some kind of computerized mechanism that they were trying to convey. But they were all coming at him, and all he had to do was put up his hand. So what I'm telling you is, if you are willing to access your power properly, then all you have to do is put up your hand. Put up your hand. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to fight about it. You don't have to fret about it. You don't have to try to figure out who, what, when, where, why, and how. All you have to do is be. All you have to do is be. So we are talking over the next several weeks together. I am doing the 30 days of December because the first day was free. We are now on the fourth day. I'm just going to go on and keep the numbers with the date so that nobody gets confused. But we are on the fourth day. And on the first day, we talked about mindset. Your money cannot change until your mind does. Your mindset creates your habits, and your habits create your bank account. Your bank account is a reflection of your habits, period. If you have absolutely no money and you never have any, that is a reflection of your habits. And the beautiful thing about that is your habits can change, but your mind has to change first. You need to get an understanding of how your habits are producing that outcome and how much control you have over them. The second day three, I should say, we talked about was paying yourself first, because that's what businesses do. They pay themselves, then they pay everybody else, and then they pay the shareholders. But we pay everybody else, and then there's nothing left. And we're down and out, disgusted, broke, under the ground, crying. Let me tell you, I know I have been there and done that. So that's the first thing that we have to do. Those are the first two things that we have to do as we look at these 30 days. As we move into today's topic, I want you to understand the power of money. And I want you to understand the power of compound interest in every area in your life. So the one thing that's clear, we had an incident in the family about a week and a half ago. And it was something, not a really big deal, but it upset, you know, quite a few of us. And the thing happened on Monday, and by Wednesday, the person was suffering. And my daughter said, that's what I'm talking about. Revenge happened quick because karma takes too long. I said, now, you know what? We're not even supposed to be. But sometimes, aren't you happy when somebody does something bad, they have to pay for it? Now, I'm not trying to have anybody die or lose a limb or anything like that. But sometimes when you are trying to make something happen, and you know somebody is crazy and out of order, and then what you were trying to prevent happens, you chuckle a little bit. Everybody ain't all the way 100% saved. Some of us are still, we got still a little bit of something to work on. But anyway, she said karma takes too long. And sometimes I have to agree with that. Karma takes too long. Well, let me tell you the good karma. What you put out into the universe comes back to you. If you make your money grow with intention, it will come back to you. Your money can make more money for you than you can ever make for it. Let me repeat. Money makes more money for you than you could ever make for it. That's what we're going to talk about today. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. That means you are included. Now, I am starting something for 2020 because I am serious about this 2020 vision. And I am, this is my first time announcing this, but I am choosing 20 people, male, female, entrepreneurs, business, whatever it is, whatever your background is, it really doesn't matter. And I'm going to choose 20 people to help them make $100,000 in 2020. Their first $100,000. So if you've never made six figures or you've never earned six figures or you've gotten close to it, then I'm going to choose 20 people who are going to go to their next six-figure level. So if it's your first six figures, great. If you've cracked 100 but you're trying to get to 200, if you've cracked 300 but you're trying to get to 400, I've got a six-figure vision for people because if you can crack that code, then you can crack the seven-figure code, the eight-figure code, and the nine-figure code. Let me tell you, it is possible. And the nine-figure code that I'm talking about is $1 billion. So if you can crack the six-figure code, then you can crack the other codes. If you can never get to the six-figure code, then it's going to be almost impossible to even fathom how you're going to get to the next level. So these 30 days of December are essential to not only having the mindset that's going to be necessary to go to the next level, but to also having the tools and the resources. So when I start to select, you are ready. Now, let me tell you what being ready means. Being ready means that you are ready whenever it happens. You know, I remember back in the 70s, people were waiting for Jesus Christ to come back, and some people had a date, and, you know, folks were preparing and selling all their stuff, and they were standing around waiting, and he ain't came yet. Now, he lives with me every day, but for those who were waiting for him to come back on a specific day and time, what I know about the word is it says you don't know when. He might come like a thief in the night. So you just need to be ready. So I am choosing $100,000 seekers, and I am taking 20 people under my wing to crack the $100,000 code. And that is to either earn your first $100,000 or to crack the code to get to your next $100,000. Because in order for you to believe that you can have $1 million net worth, we first got to get you to the first place that most people don't think they can ever get to, and that is the six-figure code. So if you are listening, you can go to my website at lynnrichardson.com, click Connect with Lynn, and just ask the question. Say you want to be considered. We'll tell you what the criteria are. We'll tell you how to get in the selection process. But for 2020, that's what I'm going to do. For 2020, I'm going to walk and hold hands with 20 individuals who are really serious about going to the next level. I wish someone would have done it for me. I wish someone would have seen my hunger, my thirst, my excellence, my willingness to do whatever it took to go to the next level. But you know what? I had to figure it out, and here I am. So with a lot of prayer, with a lot of hard work, with a lot of tears, with a lot of failures, success has somewhat appeared. I'm saying somewhat, not that I'm not grateful. I am eternally grateful for where I am, but there are other things that I want to accomplish. And so you never stop growing. Anything that stops growing starts dying. And we want to get on this plane together. So the first thing, again, is your mindset. Your mindset creates your habits, and your habits create your bank account. The second thing is paying yourself first. Doing things for yourself first, loving yourself first, taking care of yourself first, paying yourself first, pampering yourself first. Now, that doesn't mean pampering with money that you don't have. It means having quiet time for yourself first, doing things for yourself first. Everybody who's doing everything for everybody else and bragging and doing nothing for yourself, it's out of order. You cannot give from an empty cup. The third thing is how to make your money grow. How to absolutely positively get in the ring so that your money is working harder for you than you can work for it. That's where you're trying to get to. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. So we have been talking about what it's going to take over these next 30 days. I am right in the middle of our 30 days of December. You know, you have the 30 days of Christmas. We're doing the 30 days of December. That's what we're doing. So again, one was to change your mindset. If you want to change your money, you must change your mind. One cannot grow without the other. Wherever your mind is, that's where your money will be. As a matter of fact, my one of my mentors, she's been my mentor, whether she's known it or not, for a very long time, Iyanla Vanzant, says, wherever the mind goes, the behind will follow. So if you don't like where you find your behind, then check your mind. That's, you know, literally it. And when I heard that, my behind was in trouble. And my mind certainly got it there. So we're talking about your mind. We're also talking about taking care of yourself first. You cannot grow to be a $100,000, a seven-figure, eight-figure, a nine-figure empire if you do not take care of self first, if you do not pay yourself first, if you do not take care of yourself first, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. This third thing that you must get, you must understand, if you want to know how to manifest money. I'm not going to say make money. I'm not going to say earn money. I'm going to say manifest money, because that's what it is. It is energy. It's what you think about it. It's how you deal with it. It's what you believe about it. Let me give you an example. When I hit rock bottom, I got to a state where I needed nothing. I was on the Super Rich Tour with Russell Simmons. I had already gotten through my first stage of being flat broke. I was on food stamps. The recession had hit. I lost everything. My house is in foreclosure. And so the only thing I really had was food, clothing, and shelter, and the love of God and my family. And I recognized that that was all I needed. I didn't need all the other stuff that I was trying to go after. I didn't need all the other stuff that was bothering me. I didn't need all the other stuff that was causing me stress and strain. And so when I understood that the only thing I really needed was the basics, and from that place of peace, I could grow, that's when everything came to me. Every single thing came. I didn't have to worry about how I was going to get from point A to point B, because it was provided for me. I didn't have to worry about how to make another dollar, because opportunities were in front of me where I could capitalize off of the work that other people had already done and laid the groundwork. I remember being at the radio station one morning with Russell Simmons, and we were on the Super Rich Tour, and Super Rich is the state of needing nothing. And I was running the college campaign, and I was helping the college students get their money straight and so on and so forth, all within the Super Rich brand and the Get Your Money Right brand. And one day Russell said to me, "Lynn, you can make as much money as you want to make." He was basically giving me the floor to go and create, and he was willing to share, provide resources, leadership, guidance, and everything. And I'll never, ever forget that. So what I want you to understand about money is, if you manifest it properly, you'll never have to think about it. So where I am now is, I don't worry about money. I don't have to figure out how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't have any bills. I don't have any debt, except my student loan debt. I'll tell you all about that. I'm not getting rid of that, and I have a purpose for it. However, now that I decided that I need nothing, I get everything, and that's where I want you to be. So when you understand how to grow your money and understand that money can work harder for you than you can ever work for it, then changing your mind and paying yourself first will now begin to produce fruit for you, and it'll produce the fruit immediately. So if you already started the $1 weekly challenge, then at the end of the year, I'm going to give you the accurate number, you'll have $1,378 at the end of the year. That means save $1 this week, add one more dollar to it next week, and so on and so forth. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lens List member attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lens List at www.lenmillionaire.com. That's www.lenmillionaire.com or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Money will work harder for you than you will ever be able to work for it. You'll never be able to keep up with the work that money can do that you cannot do for it. Now, this is important because I was so foolish when I was young. I thought I didn't need a budget. I thought I could do whatever I wanted to do. I didn't think I had to follow any money rules. And my solution for not having enough money was to go make more because I knew how to. I'm a rainmaker. That's what I do. I help other people make money. I know how to make money myself. I know how to have nothing and turn it into something that will make money. And I know how to do that while helping people in the process. So you have to understand, for me, my foolishness was backed by some results at that particular time, because I went from making $20,000 to $50,000 to $150,000 to $500,000. Like, it was growing at a geometric pace. But because I was so out of order, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. When you don't budget your money and you only have $10, well, you have $10 worth of problems. When you don't budget your money and you got a million, you have a whole lot of problems. You have a whole lot of problems. And that's why that song, More Money, More Problems, and I know everybody wants to find out for themselves. Let me tell you, some of this you don't want to find out for yourself. You don't want to be in a situation where you have tricked off $1 billion. Can you imagine people coming after you for $1 billion that you lost? Or 25 million that you screwed over, or So if you are having trouble with $25, consider yourself blessed because we can control it at this stage, So money will work harder for you than you will ever work for it. Let me tell you how this process works. Have you ever wondered why the Rockefellers and the Hiltons and, you know, some of the wealthiest families in history always have wealth? They will never lose their wealth. They pass that wealth on from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. Their children and their heirs have trust funds that cannot be pierced, so you can sue them, but you will not get that money. It's because of something called an annuity. It's the annuity concept that I'm going to give you as the basics. Now, there are other instruments around this annuity, but what I want you to understand is this. If you get to the place where you have, let's just say, $100 million, I'm talking big, but I want you to understand, I'm going to teach you how to get to that level. I'm going to teach you how to grow a business to that level. I've seen it multiple times over the past decade or so that I've been working with folks. And I see how it gets done. I see the numbers. I understand the numbers game. So it can be taught to you. I heard something the other day where somebody said, if you can't explain it, then you don't know what it is. And that is the truth. That's why I don't take hard classes in college. I'm not taking any hard classes in college. People who are pre-med, you're taking chemistry, it's hard. They can't explain it. You can't learn it. To me, it's something wrong. Everybody needs to go fix it. So if there's something that is attainable and it can be taught, then you can go and get it. So here's what happens with a $100 million situation. Let's say you have $100 million sitting in an annuity, and that annuity is earning interest, okay? Let's just say it's earning interest at 10%. Now, this means that the money is sitting there, it's earning interest, and you are not taking anything away from the initial 100,000, 100 million that's sitting there. The interest that it's earning is $10 million. So some people get to the place in life where they have enough money sitting to the side where they can simply live off the interest. Can you live off of $10 million of interest? Hello, everybody raise their hand. Yes, we can. Let's take the number down. Let's say it's $10 million that you have sitting in the bank somewhere. Not in the bank. I'm just using that that word figuratively. And you're earning, let's just say you're only earning 5% interest. That means the $10 million sits there and you live off $500,000. Now, I want you to think about your rent or your mortgage, your car notes, your expenses. Does it add up to $500,000? If not, you're in luck. If it does, you're in trouble. Because what happens is you get to live off of the interest, and the principal sits there and keeps earning interest. So let's say it's $10 million and it earns 5% interest. You can live off the $500,000. Now, next year, let's say it earns 10% interest. It earned a million. You're only living off $500,000, so you just made another $500,000 without doing anything. Money can work harder for you than you could ever work for it. That's why you've got to control it at the $2 level. And the $2 level is this. It's a simple test that we had to pass in first grade. 1 + 1 = 2. And if your stuff adds up to 10, it will never fit into 2. You will be stressed out, confused, complaining, trying to figure out how to get to the next level. So on this fourth day of December, my gift to you is to understand that money can work harder for you than you can ever work for it. You'll never be able to outwork money. So since money can work for you, what if you knew someone could come and mow your lawn, or someone could clean your house, or whatever task that you don't want to do? And all you had to do was give them the tools that they needed to do it. I'm telling you that you need to give your money the tools, and that is your mindset. The tool that your money needs is a new mindset fueled by habits that are going to help your money grow. Does that make sense? So if you're spending without a budget, if you're frustrated, if you're confused, if you are stressed out, you can't do anything with that. You may as well have faith. You cannot have faith and fear at the same time. As a matter of fact, I say you cannot worship God with your faith and the devil with your fear at the same time. You got to pick one. Lightness and dark can't go together. So since you have to make it big, make it strong, make it hard, go and give it all you have. You're not the first person to be broke, and you will not be the last. But let me tell you something. You can get out of it. I did, and you can. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am choosing 20 people who want to crack the $100,000 code. Make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Go to LynnRichardson.com and click connect with Lynn. Follow me at Lynn Millionaire, at Lynn Richardson, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.